I'm Dan Feinberg, WRPR News. I'm here in the middle of Rampo's campus during Common Hour when students are rushing to the dining halls, the library, or back to their rooms to take a nap or get an early start on homework. But plenty of Rampo students will be heading back to their rooms to watch a TV show on Netflix. Some of the most popular shows for college students are Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, and House of Cards.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
But could students be developing an unhealthy habit? A study from the University of Texas at Austin shows that 18 to 29-year-olds that binge-watch shows on Netflix are more likely to report feeling depressed or lonely. Some Rampo students say they binge-watch shows all the time, meaning they frequently watch two or more episodes in one sitting, while other students prefer to watch TV shows one episode at a time. Dr. Marianne Dunn, a psychologist at Rampo's Counseling Center, points towards the way we watch Netflix as a possible explanation for why students might feel lonely.
If someone is watching Netflix, there's kind of a disengagement from others. Even if you're watching with others, you're typically sitting down, you're not moving, you're not active, you're not socially engaging, you're not leaving your room. So there's sort of a disconnection there.
Cole Stucane, a junior at Ramapo, uses Netflix as a way to use up his free time.
I'm doing Supernatural right now, and I've watched 6 seasons in the past month.
Why do you binge watch shows on Netflix?
Well, often I have a lot of time on my hands. If I'm going to binge watch shows, it could be a weekend that I've completed all my homework or don't have anything to do between two classes.
Magdi Asawi, also a junior at Rampo, doesn't think that Netflix is a necessary service.
I used to have one, but I wouldn't consider going back on it again. I don't feel like there's a need for it at all.
While the study points to a possible link between depression and binge-watching Netflix, Dr. Dunn wants to remind people that this doesn't necessarily mean there's a solid connection between the two.
Why do you think that this report would show such a high number of people that binge-watch also say they have feelings of depression or loneliness?
I noticed that it was a survey method, which basically means that there's an association between these two things, loneliness and depression and binge-watching Netflix. It doesn't mean that one causes the other.
Whether you believe there's a link between depression and Netflix, it's clear that this is a preliminary study, and students at Ramapo aren't expected to change their Netflix habits anytime soon. But Dr. Dunn wants to remind students that there's an outlet here on campus for students that are seeking help.
What would you say to help a student who comes in and says that they use Netflix as a way to cope with depression?
I would say come visit us at Counseling Services, D216, call 201-684-7522, make an appointment. We offer free confidential services for Ramapo students.
Remember that everything is good in moderation. I'm Dan Feinberg, WRPR News.